Today's Amud is Yevamos Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. So before we begin, just a short Hakdama, could be Pashut, but we'll just say it anyways. And that is the rule, the klal of Kol Deparish Merubai Parish. The halacha is, if a person's walking on a street, and on the street there are 10 stores, 9 of them sell kosher meat, and the other one sells non-kosher meat. 9 stores sell kosher meat, the other one sells non-kosher meat. And a person is walking on the block that has all of these stores, and he finds on the street a piece of meat. So the halacha is, he can't tell which store the meat came from. The halacha is, it's called the parish, merubai parish. The meat came out, we could assume it came out from one of these 10 stores. So we go basar raiv, called the parish, merubai parish. We assume we go basar the raiv. And being that 9 out of the 10 stores sell kosher meat, so we could assume, a person is allowed to assume that the piece of meat is kosher. That's the rule of kol de parish merubai parish. Now, interestingly, that's all true if he finds the meat on the street. However, if let's say a person goes into one of the stores and takes a piece of meat from the store, and now he doesn't remember where the piece of meat is from. So being that the meat didn't come out of the store when he found it, he went to the store, he took the meat from the store, so then we do not say kol de parish merubai parish, then we say a different rule, that kol de kavua is kemechtze al mechtze dami. That anytime you go to the makam asafik, you go to the store, so then we consider it a 50-50, we consider it a full safik, and in such a case you'd have to be machmir, even though you have arrived at the rive of the stores are kosher. That's only true, you could use the rive if it's called the parish, if it leaves from the stores, if you find the piece of meat on the street. However, if you go to the store, so the suffix was nailad when you were inside the store, you don't know which store you were in, so then we apply a different rule of kol de kavua kemechtze al mechtze dame. And the Achrayim discuss if there's actually a statistical difference or just a gzeres hakasuv, but al kopanim, those are the two different rules of kol de parish merubai parish and kol de kavua kemechtze al mechtze dame. Now with that in mind, says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara that Amrav Yehuda Amrav Asi. Says Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Asi, a very interesting halacha. He says in the name of Rav Asi, that Oyvei Kechavim Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh, if a guy marries a Jewish woman nowadays, if you have a guy who goes to a Jewish woman, he gives her the ring, he says, Arei HaMekudash Esli. So even though normally we say the Kedusha is not taifis with a guy, there's no such thing in halacha as a Jew being married to a guy, the Kedusha is not taifis. Afal pi kein, said Rav Asi, that nowadays if a guy goes up to a Jewish woman and he says, Arei HaMekudash Esli, the halacha is chayshishin lekedushin, is that we are chayshish for the kedushin. Why would we be chayshish for the kedushin when there's no kedushin with a guy? Says Rav Asi, because shema me'aseres ha'shvatimu, because maybe he's not a guy. Maybe this person who seems like he's a guy, who's living like a guy, maybe he's really from the Aseres HaShvatim. We know that the king of Ashur came to Eretz Yisrael and he exiled 10 out of the 12 Shvatim, all the Shvatim excluding Yehuda and Binyamin. And he exiled the other 10 Shvatim. And he exiled them out of Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays we all know where they are. It seems like from this Gemara, as we're about to see, that there was a time that they knew where they were. And as a result, any time, says Rav Asi, any time nowadays that you have a guy who goes to a Jewish woman and he marries her, so we have to be concerned that maybe this person's father was from the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe this person's father was from the Aseres HaShvatim, and he was together with a non-Jewish woman. Now the halacha is, at least according to Rav Asi, that if a Jewish man is with a non-Jewish woman, so the child of that relationship is considered a Jew. It's considered a mamzer, but it's considered a Jew. And being that the child of such a relationship, he held a yugobas or the father in such a situation, a Jewish father who's together with a non-Jewish woman, yugobas or the father, and the child's considered Jewish. As a result, said Rav Asi, anytime you have a Jewish man who's marrying a anytime you have what seems to be a non-Jewish man marrying a Jewish woman, you have to be concerned that she's married, because maybe this non-Jewish man is really Jewish. He might seem like he's not Jewish, but maybe really he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe his father's from the Aseres HaShvatim. He was together with a non-Jewish lady, and he's the child of that relationship. So maybe he's really Jewish. Now ask the Gemara. Says Rav Asi said that any time a guy marries a Jewish lady, you have to be concerned that maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Called the parish merubai parish, but this guy is coming from somewhere from the world. The world has a rive of goyim. Most of the people in the world are goyim. They're not from the Aseres HaShvatim. So if most of the people of the world are goyim, and now this guy comes knocking on the Jewish woman's house, and he says Ariya Mukudashasli, so that's included in the rule of called the parish. Merubai parish, you go bus arrive, and you could assume that he's a guy. So why does Rav Asi say that you have to be chayshish in the kedushin? Why don't we apply the klal of kol de parish merubai parish to assume that he's a guy? So answers the Gemara, because we're dealing with the case, not that the guy went to the Jewish woman's house, but rather biduchta de kviye. We're talking about a case where the Jewish woman went to the town of the Aseres HaShvatim. There are certain places where we know that Aseres HaShvatim went to, and if a person, Mamela, if a Jewish woman goes to one of those places, so then we have the rule called the kavua kemechtse al mechtse dame, and therefore she has to be concerned that maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Now, what are these places that the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled to? The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahanam, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahanam darshened the pasuk that says that the Melech Ashur came and he took the Aseres HaShvatim v'yanachim and he settled them b'chalach u'b'chavur nahar goizan v'arimadai. It lists all the places that the Melech Ashur settled the Aseres HaShvatim, and he darshened that we know what these places are: chalach zechalzoin, which we don't know what that is nowadays, but Chalach is referring to Chalzoin, Chavur Zuchadayav, Nahar Gaizan Azu Ginzak is referring to Ginzak, V'arimadai Zuchamadan, and Arimadai is referring to Chamadan V'chavruseha and also its suburbs. V'amrila Zunihar V'chavruseha, that it's not referring to Chamadan V'chavruseha, but rather it's referring to Nihar and its suburbs. Now, Chavrei Seha Man, what are the suburbs of Nihar? So Amar Shmuel, Kerach, Mushke, Chidki, V'dumke. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan commented that V'kul and Lifsol, that all of these places, so you have to assume that the people there are mamzerim, that they're pasul, because the Aseres HaShvatim were in these places, and they weren't makbid on Dinei Arayas, so therefore you have to assume that maybe that the people there are all mamzerim. So Al Kopanim, that's when Rav Asi said his halacha. Rav Asi said his halacha that if a person goes to one of these places where we know the Aseres HaShvatim went to, and a guy, what seems to be a guy from one of these cities, marries a Jewish woman, the halacha is that we have to be chayshish in the kedushin, because we have to be chayshish that maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim, because kol de kavua is kemechtse al mechtse dame. That's the halacha that Rav Yehuda reported in the name of Rav Asi. Says the Gemara, though, that that's Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi. Rav Yehuda said that ki amisa kamei de Shmuel, when I said this psak to Shmuel, so amarli, so Shmuel said back, Shmuel argued on Rav Asi, and the Gemara has two versions as to why exactly Shmuel argued on Rav Asi. Both versions agree that Shmuel argued on Rav Asi, and Shmuel said that if a non-Jewish man, even nowadays, if a non-Jewish man marries a Jewish woman, we do not need to be chayshesh that she's actually married. We do not need to be chayshesh that he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Two versions as to why not. Version number one, that Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda that it's not true, because bincha haba min Yisraelis kari bincha. Judaism goes after the mother. So if it comes, if it's your son who's born from a Yisraelis, from a Jewish mother, so then kari bincha. Then the child from that relationship is called your son, or really your grandson. Meaning if you have a son who comes from a Yisraelis, from your daughter who's a Yisraelis, and even though the man that she was together with was a god, that's kare bincha, that's still called your child, it's called your offspring, because we go basa the mother. Ve'in bincha haba min ha'yvedas kechavim. However, if it's your son from your son, meaning your son who was together with an Ayvedes Kechavim, with a non-Jewish lady, so then in Bincha Haba Min Ayvedes Kechavim Bukari Bincha, that's not called your offspring, Ella Bina, it's called the Gaya's offspring. It's called the non-Jewish woman's offspring, meaning Yahadus, Judaism, goes after the mother. And therefore Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda that I completely disagree. If a non-Jewish man nowadays tries marrying a Jewish woman, we do not have to be choishesh that the Kedushin is chal. Because even if this man's father is from the Aseres HaShvatim, and he was together with a non-Jewish woman, that doesn't make him Jewish. He would still be considered a guy, because you go basar the mother, and being that the mother is not Jewish, even if his father is from the Aseres HaShvatim, there's nothing to be concerned about. Now ask the Gemara what might be a very obvious question, is Va'ika Banais. The situation is not just shayich when the person's father was from the Aseres HaShvatim and he was with a non-Jewish woman. It could also be that his mother was from the Aseres HaShvatim and she was together with a non-Jewish man. So that would make him Jewish. So if a non-Jewish man in one of these cities where the Aseres HaShvatim went to, if a non-Jewish man in one of these cities marries a Jewish woman, who cares if we go bust the mother for Judaism? You should still be chayshish that maybe they're married because maybe this man's mother was from the Aseres HaShvatim. Until now we've been speaking out the case that maybe his father's from the Aseres HaShvatim, but the truth is it could just as easily be that maybe his mother is from the Aseres HaShvatim. So maybe really his mother is Jewish, which would make him into a Jew. And if so, we should be chayishish for the Kedusha. Why is Shmuel arguing just because we go bas to the mother, even if you go bas to the mother, this chashash still exists? Va'amar Ravina, and it's like Ravina taught us that Shema Mina ben Bitcha Haba Mina Eve Kechavim Kari Bincha. That your grandson, who your daughter, who's Jewish obviously, your grandson who your daughter has together with a guy, the halacha is that it's considered your grandson. The child is considered Jewish. And if so, we should be chayshesh for the kedushin of a guy in one of these cities who tries marrying a Jewish woman. So says the Gemara, that no, Shmuel wasn't concerned that maybe the man's mother was from the Aseres HaShvatim, because Gemiri, we have a Mesaira, Debansa, Dahu, Dara, it's Teruye, it's Teru. That all the women from the Aseres HaShvatim, every single one of them, they were all Akarais. They were all unable to have children. The Meiri says it was from the Inoy HaDerech, from the pain of the Gullus of traveling, so they were unable to have children. And therefore, there's no chashash ever that maybe this person's mother is from the Aseres HaShvatim because the mothers couldn't have any children. So for sure, his mother's not from the Aseres HaShvatim. The only thing you could be concerned for is that maybe his father is from the Aseres HaShvatim and his father was together with a non-Jewish woman. So Rav Asi said that makes the child Jewish and he said we have to be chayishish for the Kedushin. Come Shmuel and he says that no, I disagree, because even if his father was from the Aseres HaShvatim, if he had a child together with a non-Jewish woman, the child is not considered Jewish, or the Kedushin is not Taifes, it's not Chal, and therefore there's nothing to be concerned about. That's version number one for why Shmuel argued on Rav Asi. Shmuel argued on Rav Asi, and he said that we do not need to be concerned for the Kedushin, because his mother is for sure not from the Aseres HaShvatim. They couldn't have children. The only thing to be concerned for is that his father's from the Aseres HaShvatim, but even if his father was from the Aseres HaShvatim, if he had a child with a non-Jewish woman, so he's not considered Jewish, and Mamela, we do not have to be chayshish for the Kedusha. Ika da'amri, some have a different version of why Shmuel argued on Rav Asi, that said Rav Yehuda, that ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says that when I said over this halacha, this psak of Rav Asi, when I said it in front of Shmuel, so amar li, so Shmuel said, that loizazu misham acha asam oivdei kechavim gemurim. That it's not true, even when it comes to the Aseres HaShvatim, it could be they could have children. But even the Aseres HaShvatim, even if we would know for sure that one of his parents is from the Aseres HaShvatim, there's still nothing to be concerned about. Even if we knew that his mother was from the Aseres HaShvatim, let's say, and therefore that means he's a Jew and he's also from the Aseres HaShvatim, there's nothing to be concerned about, because Chazal during those times already got up and they made a gzeira, they made a takana that all of the Aseres HaShvatim are considered like Gayim, at least with regards to their Kedushin, that their Kedushin is not Chal. And Mamela, there's nothing to be concerned about. If you have a non-Jewish man in one of these cities who marries a Jewish woman, we don't have to be concerned for the Kedushin. What are you going to say? That maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim? Even if he's from the Aseres HaShvatim, Chazal said that he should be treated like a guy, so his Kedushin is still not going to be typhus, and there is no reason to assume that therefore this woman should be treated like a married woman. Now how do we know that they did this? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Ba'ashem, Ba'gadu, Kibanim, Zarim, Yaladu, that they were having children inappropriately, and that's why Chazal went, and they decreed upon them that they should have the status of a guy. So that's the end of this sugya with Aseres HaShvatim. Moving on now, says the Gemara, that Yasiv Rav Yosef Acharid Rav Kahana, that Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Kahana, the Yasiv Rav Kahana, Kamed Rav Yehuda. And Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. The Yasiv Kamer in Rav Yehuda was saying as follows. He said that Asid in Yisrael, the Avdi Yoyim Atava, in the future, Klal Yisrael is going to make a big Yamtif, Kichar Ve Tarmud. When Tarmud is destroyed, so Klal Yisrael are going to make a big Yamtif. Because Tarmud has a lot of Mamzerim, like we've been speaking about. Tarmud had a lot of Mamzerim that were mixed into their community, and therefore they're a big pain for Klal Yisrael, because being that there's so many Mamzerim there, they end up mixing into us, they end up mixing into Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael will make a big Yomtif once Tarmud is just destroyed. Now ask the Gemara, what do you mean once Tarmud is destroyed they're going to make a Yomtif? V'acharev, Tarmud was already destroyed, so what do you mean in the future they're going to make a Yomtif? Tarmud was already destroyed. So says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one is Ahich Tamoid Havoid. It's not true. Tarmud was never destroyed. You're getting mixed up. You read the headlines wrong. It wasn't Tarmud that got destroyed. It was Tamoid that got destroyed. Tamoid got destroyed, but Tarmud is very much still there, and it's only in the future that it will be destroyed. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says a different teretz. And no, you read the headlines correctly. It was Tarmud. It was Tarmud, but afal pikin, it wasn't completely destroyed. Says Rav Ashi, "Hainu Tarmud, hainu Tamud." That Tarmud is the same thing as Tamud. So when you read the headlines that Tamud got destroyed, you're right. It was referring to Tarmud, but it wasn't completely destroyed. Achpulehu demechapel. It doubled up. It folds itself over, which means that Chariv mehaygisa, when one part of the city gets destroyed, so then Aisav mehaygisa, they just go ahead and they settle the other side of the city. They settle over there, and then the Chariv mehaygisa. And then when you go ahead and you destroy that half of the city, so then Oisav Mehaigisa just gets back up and settles back on the other side of town, and therefore it was never actually fully destroyed. Yasiv Rav Hamnuna Kamedu Ula. The Gemara says a story now, very difficult to understand story, but the Gemara says a story that Rav Hamnuna was sitting in front of Ula, V'kahave b'shmaita, and Rav Hamnuna was asking a lot of questions and learning to Ula. Rav Hamnuna was asking a shmack of questions. It was nicker that he was a big Talmud Chacham. So Amar, so Ula commented about Rav Hamnuna, and he said, Ma gavra rabba u ma gavra. Wow, look at this tremendous Adam Chashuv, that he's able to ask such questions. He's clearly a big Talmud Chacham, and he praised Rav Hamnuna that he was a gavra rabba. He loved the Harpanya Masay. If not for the fact that he comes from Harpanya. If not for the fact that he came from Harpanya, which Rashi says was a place with terrible yichus, so then I would say he's a tremendous gavra rabba. The questions he's asking and learning are unbelievable. But he comes, unfortunately, he comes from Harpanya, and this is what he tells Rav Hamnuna. He literally, Rav Hamnuna was asking him questions, and he insulted him. He says, wow, what a great man, if not for the fact that he came from Harpanya. So ichsef, so Rav Hamnuna was embarrassed, but Ula just really knocked him. So Rav Hamnuna was embarrassed, difficult to know why Ula would ever say such a thing, especially to his face. But Lamaisa, he did, and Rav Hamnuna was embarrassed. So Amar Lei, so Ula fixes it a little bit. Amar Lei, Ula says to Rav Hamnuna, he says, Kesef Gulgalta Lehicha Yahavta. Where do you give your taxes to? You pay Kesef Gulgalta, you pay the head tax, where do you pay your taxes to? So Amar Lei, so Rav Hamnuna said to Ula, Lefum Nahara, I pay my taxes to Pum Nahara, not to Harpanya. I actually pay my taxes to Pum Nahara. So Amar Lei, so Ula said back to him, Ah, Imkein, we Pum Nahara at, oh, that's great, it comes out you're not really from Harpanya, being that you pay your taxes to Pum Nahara, so that makes it that it's like you're from Pum Nahara, you're not really from Harpanya, so don't worry about it. Okay, interesting story. Now says the Gemara, my Harpanya, What exactly is this name Harpanya? We described, we said that it's a city that has terrible yichus, but where does this name Harpanya come from? So Amrav Zera, Har Shahakol Painin Bay. It's called Harpanya because it was a mountain, it was located on a mountain, that Panya, that everybody with bad yichus, they had a hard time finding a shidduch because of their yichus, so therefore they would go to Harpanya and there they would be able to find themselves a suitable wife. The Masnisa Tana, a different shot, that kol she'in makir mishpachtoi v'shiftoi, anybody who didn't know his yichus, so nifne l'sham, he would find a shidduch over there in Harpanya because over there they had terrible yichus, nobody cared anyways. Now Amar Rava, Rava said that Vihi Amuka Mishaol. This Harpanya, this place with terrible yichus, it's even worse than Sha'ol, which is one of the names for Gehenna. So he's saying that this Harpanya is even worse than Gehenna. In what way is it worse than Gehenna? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Miyad Sha'ol Efte Mimavis Egalim, that Hashem says I'll redeem them from Gehenna. So Gehenna, it has a redemption. There's a fix. Viilu Psul Didhu Laslu Tekanta. Whereas these Psulim who lived in Harpanya, there's no way for them to ever get fixed. Once they're Psul, the Psul doesn't go away. So in a certain sense, it's even worse than Gehenna. At least Gehenna, a person could get out of. The psulim that people had in Arpanya were things that they could never break free from. It says the Gemara, the psulim of Arpanya, misham psulim de mishain. The psulim of Arpanya, the thing that made them so possible was because they took on all the psulim from mishain. Upsule de mishain, misham psulim de tarmaid. And the psulim of mishain came from tarmaid. It was close by tarmaid, and the psulim from tarmaid went to mishain. And psulim de tarmaid, misham avdei shlomo. And the psulim of tarmaid, the way they became so psulim is because they came from the avadim, the non-Jewish avadim of Shlomo HaMelech, who had children with Jewish women, like we mentioned on Tazayinim Abayis. Now, says the Gemara that Bahainu Damri Inshi, it's about such a thing that people say that Kava Rabba V'Kava Zuta, a large measurement and a small measurement, Migadar V'Azol, it rolls down and it goes, L'Sha'ol, it goes to Gehenim, U'Mishaol, the Tarmoid, and it goes then and it goes even lower down. So it's even lower down than Gehenim, is Tarmoid, U'Mitarmoid, L'Mishain, so you see Harpanya is mamish on the bottom of the totem pole. You see it's even amok, it's even worse than Gehenna, Mahajan Allah, Chamesh Esrei Nashem.